and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This hour brought to you by Office and Professional Employees International Union, AFL-CIO. It pays to belong. Union! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 6 minutes after the hour, stephaniemiller.com, the website. Sexy Liberal, the Sexy Liberal Show website. Off to Minneapolis this Saturday. A few tickets. That's a big house.
It is.
That's a big-ass house. And it's apparently almost full. Get your tickets for a Minneapolis house. Sparks, John Fugel saying Sexy Liberal Stowed this Saturday in Minneapolis. Oh, in fact, Carl Frisch, we aren't going to have today because he's en route to Netroots Nation.
That's right.
In Minneapolis. And he will be, he'll be doing the, we'll do a little wave to him. A little shout out. He'll be at the show on Saturday night.
And he'll be on tomorrow, on the show tomorrow.
Yes. This, I need unsolicited testimony. This is the power of the Sexy Liberal Show. Tracy in L.A., good karma for buying tickets. Mom on the Mooks. Just want to let you know, because I bought my ticket to your L.A. show, I was the recipient of good karma.
Oh?
On the day I bought my ticket, I unknowingly left my iPad at the Fashion Square Mall in Sherman Oaks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It wasn't until I received a phone call from mall security telling me someone had turned it in that I then realized my iPad was even missing. I'm now convinced it's only because it was I had used that very same iPad to purchase my ticket a couple hours earlier. I believe the comedy gods smiled on me when I purchased tickets, and now my iPad will be protected from loss and harm forever. Yes, I believe that's true.
She should also get carbonite.
Well,
that
exactly.
That goes without saying.
Since you don't like driving, I'll have you to become the official African-American bleeding heart liberal lady cab driver of the Stephanie Miller Show. And drive you around and have a couple boxes of chilled wine with plastic glasses in the back waiting for you. All right, Tracy, now we're talking. Lifetime designated driver, boy howdy.
Booyah.
Exactly. All right, back to, let's see. Oh, Lisa in Long Beach. There's also, you have to be a little bit afraid, Chris, of the power of the sexy liberal. You know Hal Sparks resurrected my dead eggs.
Yes, for a month.
You know what I'm saying? You don't, when you aim the sexy liberal ray, you don't know what's going to happen. You can't cross the streams. It's very... Lisa in Long Beach says, Steph, I'm so excited to receive my paper tickets. See, she's a paper girl, too. Paper calendar like me. In the mail from Ticketmaster. Yes, I realize.
They have paper tickets anymore?
Yes.
Really?
The Ticketmaster sends you the paper tickets.
Wow.
And then you put it on your paper calendar. That's the day.
I thought you just got a code on your iPhone and you just wave that at the thing and they...
No.
No? Okay.
Yes, I realize it's very old school of me. No, it's not. My husband and I will be at Sexy Liberals' Saturday show in L.A. That's, when is that? October 22nd, for God's sakes. But I was afraid that due to... I wanted to get VIP tickets, but I was afraid that due to Hal's virility, I go into labor early. See, I'll be 7 months pregnant at the time and decided balcony seating would probably be my safest bet. That might be true. My husband asked if I should be laughing so hard that far along in my pregnancy. I said I'd risk it. Lisa in Long Beach. It's true. There's that salad at Coyote Restaurant that they think makes women go into labor, and I think Hal Sparks might be the other thing.
So what?
There's a special salad. There's a restaurant in L.A. that's famous for it makes women go into labor. I'm just saying. That or Hal Sparks.
You don't order that, do you?
What are the chances? My dusty eggs are going to... Anything's going to happen except because of Hal Sparks.
If it's a magical salad, who knows what might happen?
Mm. All right. Another... This is sort of it's a kind of an unsolicited testimonial, but
right.
Lisa in Dallas says, Steph, listening to Friday's podcast, got baby monkey stuck in my ear. Sorry.
That'll happen.
Yeah. Burrowed so deep that I downloaded the song for my ringtone.
Yeah.
We go to visit my boyfriend's mom and dad. My mom hears the phone go off and she shouts, oh my God, Greg, she's got baby monkey on her phone. Do you think I can get that from my ringtone? Yeah, we're causing a wave of
It is available
hysteria.
In iTunes, by the way.
I proceeded to sing Chimpanzee Riding on a Segway, which dissolved her in a giggling puddle on the floor, and we hadn't even begun to drink yet. I'm sorry, there are some unintended side effects.
Don't listen to it while you're stoned, because then the giggles will never end.
Yikes.
Holy cow.
And then you're into Wiener Dog, and you've gone too far.
Yeah.
All right. One last one from Paula. The reason why people think Michelle Bachmann did well in the debate, she looked into the right camera this time. So there is sort of a low bar. Is she looking into the right camera? Yes. We'll see what David Bender thought. David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
David Bender.
This means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
David Bender.
David Bender, my house husband, is returning to my house this weekend. Hello, David Bender.
Hello. Every camera that Michelle Bachmann looks at is a right camera.
Hi.
She does not look left.
Right-wing.
She doesn't know how.
Yeah, can you believe that? They're like, wow, didn't she do well? I'm like, well, in that she looked at the right camera and didn't screw up history.
She didn't barf on
horribly
herself.
Badly, I suppose.
You know, if the bar is so low it's buried underground.
Yes.
It's easy to pass that bar. It's easy to go over it. And her standards are so low that it was possible. And I watched the whole thing, as we talked about. She actually did extremely well for her.
Yes.
And if that is the standard, that's like saying, you know, that a third grader was able to pass a kindergarten test.
Yeah, exactly. It reminds me of that scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin where, you know, Steve Carell had sex for the first time, and the woman goes, okay, well, that was good.
It's called Damned with Faint Praise.
Okay, that's, all right, well.
Thank you, Michelle Bachman. By the way, we're gonna in the days and weeks to come, and I've been doing a little of the research, the official research for the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
This woman... The background of this woman, as it comes to light, you think that right-wing world is crazy?
Yes.
This woman is the queen of crazy of right-wing world. Her husband, who has been counseling as a Christian minister or Christian counseling for years, among other things, has called gay people, and I'm quoting him now, barbarians.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. We got a lot to look forward to.
Doesn't he do that? He does that gay outreach like Ted Haggard did, and he picks out her pantsuits, doesn't he?
He does.
And I'll tell you why.
What do we mean by outreach?
People, because you're bastard people.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Well, he's not outreaching to me, I can tell you right now. And if he does, I'll slap his hand. And I pick out my own pantsuits. Thank you very much.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing today. Oh, goodness, Newt Gingrich, who's trying to explain that his campaign, David, that just imploded, has not actually imploded, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Every American who's unemployed, 14 million, and every American whose home is currently worth less than their mortgage, one out of every four Americans, should be enraged that the President of the United States, in the middle of the Obama Depression, is so insensitive, so uncaring, that he doesn't realize that the failure of his policies is causing pain to millions of human beings in this country.
Oh, boy. David, would you go ahead.
I'm going to Tiffany's.
Because you know, I'm more in touch with the common man.
When so many people are out of work, I think the only solution is to go to Tiffany's.
Yes, I think the only solution is to buy your wife a giant Kobe Bryant-sized diamond and then go off on a Greek cruise for 2 weeks
and sun yourself,
your campaign.
And sun yourself on a rock, shirtless, in Mykonos.
Gack! Did you see that picture?
I did not see that picture. Come on. Are there more naked pictures of former members of Congress?
Newt Gingrich, half naked, on the Stephanie Miller Facebook page. Look it up.
Yeah, we need that product we invented, Gackaway.
And here's the thing. What we're now hearing, what is coming out about the wife, about Calista, is that she is basically in charge of this campaign.
Right.
She is the one determining the schedule, not just the Greek cruise, everything that they do. She's got to allow, and Newt called for an apology from NBC because NBC reported accurately that she says, well, we can't schedule too early because I need time to have my hair and makeup done.
Yeah, as a former campaign strategist for Howard Dean and others, you love that, don't you, when the wife's...
I love that. Those are my favorite campaign moments. And you know, this is what's so fascinating about it is that we understand, and you really can follow with campaigns. You can follow how it's going to work. If the wife is running the campaign or the husband, generally a bad idea.
Yeah.
And the reason Michelle Bachman is getting traction in the way that Sarah Palin never has is because she's actually hired people she's listening to.
Yeah. Well, I love this part. During Gingrich's campaign trips, Calista repeatedly insisted the campaign carve out time for public screenings of their movies where the couple answers questions and then sells DVD, eating up hours of time on the candidates.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, once again, it is just about selling their crap, isn't it?
This is all this is. This is QVC. This is Gingrich QVC.
Yeah. You know, if they bring Joan Rivers for the next one and they're trying to sell, you know, Tiffany knockoffs, that's really, it's gone around the bend. Yeah.
Did you hear that Joan Rivers said that Tracy Morgan lost his one gay fan?
She
Yeah.
I did not see that. Yeah. Boy, how's that Tracy Morgan apology tour going?
Ben, you know, I hope he makes a stop at your place over the weekend. I'd love to see him.
Yes.
I mean, you know, thanks, Tracy.
Oh, that's right. We're doing the big Shelley Wright party this weekend at my house. We'll invite him, see if he has anything to say to all the assembled.
Tracy Morgan should pop out of a cake.
Ah, Lord. All right. By the way, Calista Gingrich, we wanted to get your opinion on this. We think no eyelids. What do you think? She doesn't appear to have eyelids, actually.
I'm going with no eyelids.
No.
And computer, I don't know whether it agrees with me or not, but I think actually it is a condition for being a Republican woman
that you've had
your eyelids removed. Because, frankly, I don't think Michelle Bachmann has them either.
Well, yeah, exactly. But the point is, David, because of the level of adultery usually with a lot of those Republican candidates, you can't just sleep with one eye open. You have to ensure that your eyes are literally always open, keeping an eye on Newt.
They're watching you all the time.
Exactly. Just saying. All right.
It is scary. There's more. And there's more.
What? And there's more. What?
No. There's more coming from Right Wing World.
Oh, yes. Yes. Rush Limbaugh.
Crazier people.
Liberals all tell you we need to raise taxes. We need to raise revenue. And raising taxes does not raise revenue. Lowering tax rates increases revenue. Liberals are not about raising revenue. If they cared about raising revenue, they wouldn't create such deficits.
Oh, dear God.
They wouldn't go into such debt.
Oh, dear God. Can you explain this to me? I know I understand when they flunk history.
Yes, I can. Absolutely.
But how do you flunk math? How does lowering taxes...
short-term memory loss.
Okay.
He has... Because he cannot remember anything that happened under George W. Bush because of the Oxycontin, he's absolutely telling the truth as he remembers it. Because the fact that all of the deficits were created under George Bush, who lowered the tax rates, he has completely forgotten because that part of his brain was erased.
Yes, but I think that it's been provable on graphs. And, you know, it's a math question that if you lower taxes, you see, David, then there will be less revenue coming in. So when you say lowering taxes increases revenue, that doesn't really...
That's not mathematically possible.
No, it's not... Yes.
But it is in their view of the world, because what that means is if the Koch brothers pay less taxes, they will hire everybody in America.
Yes.
That's what he really means.
That's why we had to keep the Bush tax rate, so that they would keep hiring at the same amazing rate that they've been hiring ever since they've had the Bush tax rate.
Exactly, which means all of us need to go apply to the Koch brothers for work.
All right, 18 minutes after the hour, we return with Bender and more Right Wing World as we continue right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed, I'm your help, I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between, you know you wouldn't want it any other way.
This damn Ustream.
Why?
Well, you know, because you could have mystery before in radio, and now they can see, what am I doing during the break? Am I on the phone with someone from the UN?
You're grooming
doing
yourself.
No, I'm fixing jewelry with tweezers. I was repairing my necklace. All right.
I thought you were cutting your nails.
No, I did yesterday. Good morning, David Bender. Welcome back.
I've been watching the whole thing, and I'm completely mystified.
The bikini wax is next.
I have no idea what you're doing. But it's fascinating to watch, and everyone should join you on the Ustream.
Yes.
Chris, how do they do that?
Right there on the homepage of stephaniemiller.com.
Pull the ripcord on Mama's trimmer. The bikini wax is next. All right, 25 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12. Oh, by the way, there'll be another big Sexy Liberal Show announcement tomorrow, for God's sakes. Dear God, they're trying to kill me, David. All right. Mm-hmm. We are in the midst of the right-wing world. Charles Krauthammer on the Brit Bear.
It's a definition of detached, the way he talks about $1 trillion stimulus, the largest in American history, which he is now admitting he didn't understand, and B, was wrong in predicting what it would do, which was to keep us under 8%.
For the love of... Yeah, go ahead.
Charles Krauthammer is the definition of detached.
Yes.
Yes. It's hard to get as emotional and passionate as he does about things.
Isn't he amazing? He is just, he is their standard for intellectual in the right way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
and again, the bar is very low.
Yeah. I mean, I think the president admitted no such thing. I think, as we've said, David, and I want to get your take, is I've always said I agree with Paul Krugman. I wish we could have gotten a bigger stimulus through. I don't think politically we could have. But I think that's the problem. I think the stimulus clearly worked. We've clearly turned around. It's just not at the rate that we'd like to.
This is so basic and so obvious. If the right wing had not made government the enemy, we would be doing what got us out of the last depression, which is to hire people. We could put people back to work tomorrow. But somehow government jobs, the idea that you're rebuilding bridges and roads and helping to keep schools open instead of shutting them down, that's somehow un-American according to the right wing because they've set it up that way. The only real jobs are private sector jobs.
Yeah.
And it turns out that if those private sector jobs are in Detroit, that's a bad thing too, because the government made the private sector work and therefore it's bad.
Yeah, and as the president always said, I don't want to be in the auto industry, and he's not anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Exactly what he said. I mean, you know, this is the thing. We were just talking about tax cuts before. I mean, you know, David, if I felt like they actually had an alternate plan that works, but if we can't even agree on math, Tim Pawlenty, for instance, his tax cuts for the richest 0.1% would be four times as large as Bush's. So their answer is to double down on the economic policies that got us here. I mean,
problem is you're living in a math-based, reality-based universe. You actually went to school, you studied math,
indeed.
You know how these numbers work. This, none of that matters to them. And if we keep pretending like we can somehow win an argument based on facts,
right.
they're not using facts, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, I mean, this stunned me, actually. His plan, he revealed, it includes $7.8 trillion in tax cuts on top of the $2.5 trillion cost of continuing to extend the Bush tax cuts. His tax plan would mean a 41% tax cut for millionaires, even as it caused the deficit and the debt to explode. I mean, it doesn't even make sense for them being the, you know, deficit reduction party.
Don't you wish you were Hal Sparks and could speak Chinese?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you could listen to what the Chinese are saying about the Americans' tax plan.
I mean, seriously, think about it. Get your mind around four times as large as the Bush tax cuts. It would be great for the richest, literally one-tenth of 1% of Americans.
It's, again... If you look at this as if they had a plan, it doesn't make any sense. But they don't have a plan. They don't care about what would result because they have no intention of trying to defend it on its merits.
No, but
they're simply
going
to ram it through. This is the same thing that we're seeing with all of these states, with Wisconsin and Ohio and the rest of it. The union busting bill in Wisconsin is called a budget repair bill.
Yeah.
Well, they do have jokes, and here's Steve Ducey to deliver them.
Well, a shovel-ready project's not so shovel-ready. Stimulus, it wasn't very stimulating.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Unlike Steve Ducey, who's so stimulating. This early in the morning, that's very difficult. I got to tell you something, speaking of breaking news.
Yes.
And I'm not sure it's going to happen during
we're going to have to do the breaking news after the break. 29 minutes.
Hang in there. I've got some breaking news.
Big tease. 29 minutes after the hour. That and the rest of Right Wing World as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, she eats, she sleeps, she poops. So far, I'm not impressed.
Give her a bad haircut and she'd be...
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on that there. Try a free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. 34 minutes after the hour, that big tease David Bender has some big breaking news that we'll get to in just a moment.
Yeah, we're gonna tease some more. You know, that's what we do here, right?
Yes.
Is we keep people hanging on.
You saucy little minx. All right,
I am a minx.
Let's finish up Right Wing World. Oh, a double helping of Steve Ducey. What did I do wrong in my life? Besides
Alaska
everything?
Officials aren't finished snooping through all of Governor Sarah Palin's emails
from when she was governor of the state there. 24,000 emails were released to the press last week, but apparently none were from her first month in office. Now officials want to know why. Palin and her staff often used private email accounts to conduct state business, which could explain the missing government emails. Palin is a Fox News contributor.
Oh,
they're just
thanks.
Desperate to find something juicy.
Thanks for pointing that out. Really? She's a Fox News employee.
Yeah.
Actually, the only thing I found out is that she's as dopey as I thought she was. My favorite thing is she spelled nonsensical like a popsicle. It's, everything
she
says. But
wait a minute. Again, under the full employment program of the right wing, who isn't a Fox employee?
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Glenn Beck on the Fox News Finish.
I've told you that I'm leaving this program in 12 episodes, 11 and a half episodes.
Oh, no. Write that down.
And it's because I am not going to talk about the problems every day. I'm going to start presenting solutions. And that's not what this network does. Make sure you understand the problem and bring you the news. I need to roll up my sleeves and get involved because I'm a citizen just like you.
Oh, I see. He has a higher... Wow, did he just throw Fox News under the bus, David? Was that me?
I did. No, that wasn't just you. I heard the same thing. That's not what this network does.
Yes.
And what does this network do, Glenn? They create problems. They are not part of the solution. Thank you. He's an honest man.
He's going to be a problem solver now. All right, I look forward to that. That should be more entertaining.
And by the way, you know where he's going.
Where?
He's going to Jerusalem.
Yep. Yes.
Haven't those people suffered enough?
Yeah, exactly. All right, David Bender, go ahead. Get to your breaking news.
Well, my sources tell me that before the day is out, and possibly before this show is out, Anthony Weiner will resign from the United States House of Representatives.
Wow. Yeah, I sort of sensed that was coming. I think that you know that we have entered the wormhole and we were in the seventh ring of hell when Gloria Allred says things like this. This is what happened yesterday that caused the black
My home. Package and I are not going to beg. We both see the hazard of going down the path of comparative sexiness. You aren't giving my package due credit.
Oh, God. I could have gone my entire life without hearing Gloria Allred say that.
Oh, boy. Somewhere, I don't know, when the demons have been leased, David.
It's unbelievable. I mean, actually, this should be taken on the road as a, you know, like love letters.
Yes.
Where you
she's
read
like,
Anthony Weiner's
she's stealing Jane Lynch's act. She and Bill Maher read the actual Anthony Weiner text on Real Time last week.
And that was hilarious.
Yes. Indeed
and,
it was.
And we have so much more to look forward to. But here's the good news. It is time, finally, that we start talking about, wait a minute, wait for it, Medicare.
What? Well, so the word is his wife,
Huma Abedin.
Yep. Huma Abedin, returned to Washington early yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's what they were saying, right? She originally was said to have urged her husband to keep his job, and then while she was away, obviously, this pressure has built. And, you know, when your spouse is on a trip, David, hey, honey, what happened while I was... Well, there's some more pictures in the gym and also a 17-year-old thing that's not, and then there's a porn star, and okay, never mind. How was your trip? How's Secretary Clinton?
It was great. There was an ash cloud over Africa.
Yeah.
Our trip short. But other than that, it was fine.
What you been doing?
There was this big ash cloud. Wait a minute. Maybe my husband is the big ash cloud.
Penny for your thoughts.
Here's what we know. We know that today the House is supposed to be voting, and they actually put this off hoping for this decision today. But the House will vote to strip him of both the Energy and Commerce committees on which he serves. He will be removed from committees. If there was any prayer of him staying as an effective member of Congress, that's gone when his colleagues take him off his committees. So it's a fait accompli, but I'm told that it should happen around midday today.
Wow. David, I got to say, and I love Gloria Allred, but I don't really know what the point of this is at this point. This Ginger Lee, she's the exotic...
The porn star.
Exotic dancer, damn it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I did not sext Anthony Weiner. I did not send photos to him or receive any from him. Any time that he would take our communications in a sexual direction, I did not reciprocate.
Can I just... He's a woman. I don't sort of get this whole thing. She said she had a... they exchanged about 100 emails. Like, so, David, what are you doing emailing a married guy? And I don't quite get...
Was he married at the time?
I assume.
Because he's only been married a year.
Yeah, I mean, she posted a supportive statement about him on a blog. She said they mostly discussed politics.
Public policy.
Yes.
Public policy.
Yes.
Absolutely. And regulations of exotic dancers, which I think...
yes, which is sadly lacking in our...
He's on the Commerce Committee, for heaven's sake.
Well,
I mean, this is...
And
this,
exotic dancing is a form of commerce.
I mean, I guess, again, and at this point, it's just, you know, the latest drop in the full glass of water, right? But I guess the operative thing is she said that he... asked her to lie about, but then I'm going, why about what? Apparently they didn't have any, you know what I mean? There was no exchange of anything. She said that he didn't, right? He didn't send her any, I don't know, and she didn't send, so I'm going, what? I don't even understand what she would have to lie about. They obviously didn't even have a sexting relationship. She said she didn't sext back with him.
Apparently he sent her emails about his package. Gloria Allred just read those.
Right.
That's kind of sexting,
No, 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 but what I'm saying is she's saying they didn't have any relationship. She didn't sext him back. Like, what? I don't even... it just... This whole thing to me is like, at this point, it's like...
So he was just being a creep to her. That's...
She wrote him 100 times. That's what I don't get. Do you, David?
No.
I don't
The point is that we even know this.
Yes, exactly.
That's the point. The point is, why do we know this? Why is this taking up time? The country's credit rating is going down the tubes. We're not going to raise the debt ceiling. We have Republicans.
So wait. Back up. Seriously? You think they're not going to raise the debt ceiling?
They're threatening it. Yeah. And there is a real possibility in a presidential election year where all of these people have to win Iowa and win South Carolina, where these issues can be demagogued to death, that the Republicans may not. They may play a game of chicken with the country. They're capable of it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Chris, take your organ out for this one, because, you know, you can always count on someone on the right wing to do something even dumber than Wiener in relation to the Wiener thing.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, to focus on the Family Guy, you know, Albert Mohler, do you know this guy, David?
No, I don't.
Yes, he's a preacher in the Southern Baptist Theological something or other in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
He's a Focus on the Family board member. He's on his Twitter feed sneered that there's no effective treatment for sin. He suggested that Wiener, a practicing Jew, should convert to Christianity for atonement.
He said,
"Dear Congressman Wiener, there's no effective treatment for sin, only atonement found only in Jesus Christ." So see, the real problem, David, is he's too Jewy. It's not the whole, you know, the whole, you know, sending pictures of his. It's a Jewish.
It's the fact that he's a kosher Wiener.
It's a circumcised.
Holy, that is so. Offensive
level. And I actually didn't know his name. I did read that. And this is, of course, what they believe. This is the same rhetoric that Bachman's husband uses, who talks about gay people and interchangeably uses the term Satan.
Yeah.
It's satanic. They say that the word gay is satanic because it is designed to lure people into gayhood.
He has an even better greatest hit.
Oh?
I don't know if he told Phil Donahue, this was on MSNBC back in 2002, that all Jews must accept Christ for salvation, that a Nazi prison guard would find salvation before any Jewish person who does not accept Christ as their savior. So, just if you think he hasn't said anything more offensive, he actually has.
And he sits on the board of a major religious organization?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
A tax-exempt religious organization. No, it is astonishing to think about the platforms these people get. And I was trying to picture Phil Donahue's face when he said this. How is it possible these people continue to get platforms? And that's what we've learned here, is that the more extreme, it's the Ann Coulter. And by the way, you saw Ann Coulter over the weekend, didn't you?
The one day I didn't pack Gack away in my purse.
Yeah.
There she is at the radio convention. Gack!
Could have sprayed it
on her
face.
And there are two classes of these people. They're the people who say the most extreme things because they know they can sell books doing it. That's the Ann Coulter, Newt Gingrich group. Then there are people like this preacher. Then there are people like Michelle Bachman who actually believe this.
Yeah.
But I have to say?
I don't
know which is worse.
I have to say, with our ruling out here in California this week and then the other breaking news yesterday from New York, what I love is that, guess what, equality is marching on despite the right-wing bigots. The legalization of gay marriage in New York now falls squarely on the shoulders of Republican state senators under intense political pressure from the important conservative party and internal polling that shows growing, but not necessarily majority support for same-sex marriage. So it passed the House, right, Chris?
Right.
And, you know, so this is a big week in New York, David.
It passed the state assembly, it needs one Republican vote. And Governor Cuomo, to his great credit, has been pushing as hard as he has ever pushed on anything to get this done. But I'll tell you, that last Republican vote, because you understand the way it works in politics, that last vote, remember the last vote going back to the budget in the Clinton years was a woman named Marjorie Margolis Mezvinsky.
Sure, was actually easy for you to say.
She's actually the mother of the young man who married Chelsea Clinton, as it turns out.
Oh, okay.
She was the last vote to pass the Clinton budget, and her political career ended there because everybody targeted. So that last Republican, whoever he or she is in New York, that's where all the pressure is. We're going to know by the end of the day tomorrow, because the vote will be tomorrow
awesome.
In New York.
Okay, awesome. 45 minutes after the hour. David, stay tuned. I want to get your take on what is happening in Wisconsin, because we've been on that, like white on rice.
I was just there on all right. Wisconsin.
All right. We will talk to David Bender about all that next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. We have returned with our friend David Bender, who is returning as my house husband this weekend. I have had your house dress dry cleaned for you, honey.
Thank you. I love that my frock will be ready. And isn't your future husband not, and I just can't even imagine giving up the job, but isn't your future husband Russ Feingold?
He was the original future husband.
Russ
Feingold
yes.
was the original future husband, right? Like
yes.
the original Darren on Bewitched?
Yeah, I think even before Keith Olbermann.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Well, Russ Feingold may be not only your future husband, but having just come back from Wisconsin, let me tell you that they had a straw poll at the Wisconsin State Democratic Convention. Now, remember that Russ Feingold lost his Senate seat after three terms in the last election, the Republican sweep, outspent terribly. And demagogue. He is now the favorite of Wisconsin Democrats, not only to run for the open Senate seat next year, but get this, if Scott Walker is recalled, he is the favorite Democrat to become the next governor of Wisconsin.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
And so now my dream lives again, and I could be first lady.
You could be first lady of Wisconsin.
And by the way, if any of you chatty people in Wisconsin tell them I'm gay, I'll say you're liars.
You're lying.
Liars, all of you.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying
don't ruin everything for me.
Sack of liquid crap.
With all your chattiness. Now,
can I mention there is a current Mrs. Feingold?
What? Oh, you know, do you just need to harsh my buzz constantly?
That's just an inconvenient truth, David.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Me and Al Gore, we're there.
You know what? In fact, I think isn't Russ Feingold going to be at Netroots in Minneapolis this weekend?
He is.
Oh, well, my. I happen to be there with the Sexy Liberal Show. I wonder if we'll run into each other.
You got to pull him up on stage.
Yes. Keith Ellison is going. It's going to be a big show. Now, let's get to the bad news, David, in Wisconsin, because that's, you know, you and I, ever since, what's her name? What the hell's her name that pulled all those missing votes out of her?
Well, it was against Joanne Kloppenberg.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. David Prosser, who won with those missing votes from...
Yeah, that magically appeared.
Uh-huh. Yeah, from that woman out of her whatever.
Out of her pocketbook.
David Prosser was, as you're observing, the deciding vote to end collective bargaining. A 4-3 vote on the Supreme Court in Wisconsin.
Yes, exactly. The corporate lobbyists got what they paid for. Wisconsin Judge David Prosser reinstates Walker's anti-union law. Isn't that weird how that worked out for them? He gave his corporate benefactors exactly what they paid for. The 4-3 Wisconsin Supreme Court opinion upholding Scott Walker's divisive union law shows a sharp partisan divide in the high court. Supreme Court Chief Justice Shirley Abramson wrote a blistering dissent. Did you read that of the court's ruling? Accusing Justice David Prosser of appearing to have a partisan slant. Ja think? With his concurring opinion, although Prosser's key vote in favor of Walker's law is a clear victory for corporate union busters, his victory does not have to be permanent. Six, by the way, of Walker's GOP allies in the state senate are subject to a recall, as is Walker himself. So this fight ain't over, right, David?
This fight is not over. The recall elections will start July 12th. Because the Republicans are doing what Republicans do, which is to try and make it harder for people to vote in a fair election. They're putting phony Democratic candidates in the mix to create a primary. That means that the actual final elections for these recalls will probably be August 9th.
Right.
But in less than 2 months, the state Senate will flip. Again, if I'm making a prediction, I'm predicting it right here on the Stephanie Miller Show as your official Nostradamus.
Yes.
The Republicans will no longer control the state Senate. The problem is the damage has been done.
Right.
All that will do is it will make it impossible for them to do any more damage, and you can't begin to undo it until Scott Walker is recalled and until the Assembly flips back, and that'll be in November of 2012.
Yep. And you know what? I'm going to take credit for the Sexy Liberal Show, because that's what we gave some of the money to the recall thing. I'm taking credit for everything. If marriage equality passes, I'm taking credit for that, because that's what we
gave
money.
You were in New York.
Yes.
You were in New York.
Exactly.
You did that. You gave money to that.
Syracuse Show, yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, David, you said that the Republicans were putting in fake Democrats to help mess with the election system there.
That has been the threat.
Okay.
I don't know,
and
I haven't even seen the filings. Did they back off at the last minute? That's what they were saying they were going to do.
Well, what I'm saying is that if that is true, isn't that a wonderful reason not to have open primaries?
Sure. It absolutely is.
And if they can win on the issues, why don't they win on the issues? Why do they always have to try to keep people from voting, to try dirty tricks?
I've always hated open primaries because that allows the other party to come in and mess with your election process.
I agree. And, of course, California has just done the open primary
system.
And we're going to see the kind of mischief that can be made. Mm-hmm. I've not been a fan of it either, Chris, and I agree with that. But let me tell you the other thing the Republicans have done in controlling, because they have worked harder. You know, Republicans as a breed are not – they take more vacations in the House of Representatives, and they always accuse the Democrats of doing this. The Republicans never work. But in Wisconsin, they have been working 24/7 to ram this legislation through because they know that they're going to lose their majority.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that they did was to require photo IDs. They are making it much harder for people to vote. Wisconsin, which always had – the most accessible election system. Wisconsin is the birth
of
progressivism.
It's happening in a bunch of cities, or a bunch of states, excuse me. I mean, that's exactly the drive, is to try to disenfranchise the elderly, minorities, anyone who might vote Democratic.
Absolutely, and that's what they're doing. And so open primaries, Chris, to your point, it's all a part of this, is trying to make it harder to muck up the system, to make it possible for money to be spent to confuse voters.
Yep.
That's what they're doing.
Yep.
All right, David, you were talking about another political prediction, that the Republicans really might not just be playing chicken with the debt ceiling. Here is the president's carny on that.
These are hard issues, and obviously we have a lot of differences, but the stakes are high in the sense that everyone agrees we have to have significant deficit reduction.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, you know, now we're playing their game, and they're holding the debt ceiling hostage again, right?
I don't believe you ever negotiate with terrorists, and this is where I part company with a president I respect and support for reelection, is I think you have to draw a line in the sand and tell them no, flat out no. And you do that about Medicare, it's off the table. You do that about deficit reduction as a condition for raising the debt ceiling. You just don't negotiate with terrorists because they keep taking hostages and they keep killing them.
Yep.
And that's what the Republicans have been doing for the last 2 years, and they're going to continue to do it. Somebody, and that's the president, has to draw a line.
Let me, speaking of, because you're in your political, you have your little political guru hat on to this morning, I can tell. You're prognosticating all over the place. But, you know, we've been talking about the gay marriage, marriage equality, you know, thing in New York this week, obviously the ruling in California. And, you know, obviously the president has said his feelings are evolving. What is your prediction for the 2012? Is he going to come out in favor of marriage equality?
Is the president going to come out?
Yeah. You know what I mean, David.
I do know what you mean, and I actually think he probably will. I really do. Oh. I think what we've seen now, and particularly the canary in the coal mine, is the fact that so many major Republican donors have been supporting marriage equality in New York.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. David, out of time.
Yeah,
I love you.
I think it's possible. Love you. See you this weekend.
See you this weekend.
See you this weekend, David.
All right, 58 minutes after the hour. Right back with Representative John Yarmuth on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Comedian Carlos Alzraqui joins us live in studio all next hour. StephanieMiller.com, that website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward. Hi, Jim. Or me, Stephanie Miller. There's the microphone.
Hello.
There it is. Okay. It's probably the first time. That, yeah, this button's right
well,
there. Good.
It's
okay.
This mic
right.
Sounds weird.
Good.
It's a pop screen. I think it's made of red.
It's fabulous. SexyLiberal.com is the Sexy Liberal Show website. Oh, this just in from Roland, the tour director. Ticketmaster, 20% off promotion for Father's Day, Sexy Dad. If you're getting tickets from Minneapolis this Saturday, Chicago next Saturday, or Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
which is...
That's in November.
Yes, it's not November 19th in Buffalo. Sexy Dad, you get 20% off for Father's Day for the big tickets. All right, so I'm going fast to Minneapolis for this Saturday.
I hear it's lovely in Buffalo in late November.
Oh, heavens, it is.
if you're a penguin.
All right, we are... And we have another big Sexy Liberal Show announcement tomorrow. In the meantime, we have one of our very personal favorites, Representative John Yarmuth of the great state of Kentucky. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Well, good morning. I wanted to talk economy and jobs, and then mm-hmm. I just couldn't believe this story about the Republicans censoring the Democrats as it relates to discussing Medicare. Tell us about that.
Well, we have a body here, an organization called the Franken Commission. Everything that goes out, not individual constituent mail, but any kind of mailer or electronic brochure or whatever we send out, has to be cleared by the Franken Commission, and it's under the control of whichever party's in the majority. So what they did, starting basically with since the special election in New York, which the Democrat won in a very heavily Republican district, talking about Republican plans to kill Medicare.
Right.
They started editing all the Democrats' mailings that said anything reference to ending Medicare, killing Medicare. They said you can't say that. You have to say change.
Ah.
Medicare instead of
yeah,
killing.
And you can't say the word voucher, right?
You can't say voucher. You have to say premium support.
Yes.
Program, which is what Paul Ryan called
uh-huh.
it.
Hmm. Yes, that sure is premium.
And I made a speech on the floor yesterday saying, you know, I was an editor before I came to Congress, and an editor's job is to actually reveal the truth and to make sure that what your audience isn't deceived. And you can't, when you end something, you can't change it.
Right.
It's over. You're not changing it. You're ending it. That's a very deceptive word. So they were actually, I think, making a worse edit than
right.
otherwise.
Wow. But you know, they can't spin the fact, Congressman, that the American people just hate this plan. 70% are against, and they see what it is. You can call it whatever you want.
Exactly.
Right.
And of course, the truly crazy thing about this is that people were sending things out before the special election in New York with just the same words, and they didn't change it.
Right.
So they're obviously extremely nervous about this Medicare
right.
Termination plan that the Republicans are
right. Well, that's what we were just talking last hour with our friend David Bender about, that, you know, if you're so confident that you're winning on the issues and the American people really are for more tax cuts for the rich and, you know, destroying Medicare, then you know, stop trying to, you know, pass laws so less people can vote. You know, if you're so confident that, you know, the people are on your side, right?
Exactly right. Well, I mean, this is a real Achilles heel for the Republicans, and they're scared to death of it. And but, you know, there's nothing stopping them from coming out with another proposal. The fact is that they're doubling down on this, and they don't have any other idea.
Right. Well, I guess what I don't understand, Congressman, is they keep talking about where are the jobs, and none of these things they're putting forward have anything to do with creating jobs. I mean, you know, meanwhile, I'm reading a headline about you. Yarmouth secures $1.1 million for Youth Build. You presented Youth Build Louisville with $1.1 million in federal funding that would be used to help at-risk teenagers enroll in college and find jobs over the summer. Again, I don't hear where their ideas like that are.
No, and of course, basic economic theory that, you know, they'll say, and my Senator Mitch McConnell will always say, well, you can't spend your way to prosperity. Well, you also can't cut your way to prosperity. And that's what they're proposing. They've got this bizarre economic theory that if you take money out of the economy, that it's going to somehow create jobs. And, you know, the opposite is true. And we've talked about this before. The federal spending is one-fourth of the entire economy. And if you cut it, you're going to kill jobs. And the CBO has said that, and virtually the Congressional Budget Office and virtually every other economist. You make massive cuts in government spending, and you're going to kill jobs. And it's not they're not public jobs. These are private jobs because, we have a defense contractor in my district that's actually cut jobs because they know that or they anticipate that spending's going to come down in defense budget. It's
right.
Not that they don't have the business now, but they're afraid it's going to get cut. So
right.
Anyway, this is a religious, zealous philosophy that is running the place, at least in the House.
Well, I mean, you know, in every headline I read, Congressman, is a variation on the same theme. This one is Republican cuts to food aid for seniors and food banks equals one day of Bush tax cuts for millionaires. I mean, their priorities are always the same. And, you know, again, you can look at any graph and go, this is what got us into this economy. And then you've got Pawlenty and these people on the right. They want to double down on the Bush policies.
Oh, yeah, they do. They want to double down. We were just in a meeting with the economic guy from the White House, and we were talking about the fact that in the last year of the Bush administration, 3 million jobs were lost, and in the last 15 months, 2.1 million jobs have been created. So, you know, their theories don't work, and they believe in them, and I guess you got to respect the fact that they believe so fervently in them. But the real world.
No, I don't. I mean,
don't
you
work.
Do.
Well, yeah. I appreciate people who have sincere beliefs, and I think they are sincere. They're just dead wrong, and every bit of evidence says they're dead wrong.
Yeah. What's going to happen with the debt ceiling vote? I mean, you keep thinking, oh, they're just playing chicken, but I mean, are they really? How soon is there going to be a resolution to this?
Well, there has to be one by the first week in August, and we're actually, because of our voting schedule, we're actually only in, I think, 3 more weeks before then in the House. So they've got to move pretty quickly, and as of yesterday, I think the vice president's team, or his operation is actually getting close to a deal, but Mitch McConnell said he's not going to support it. So, because it has revenue enhancement.
Right.
Shame.
Right.
You see what happens with the markets. The markets are responding to this uncertainty and this possible threat, and the Republicans better wake up.
Well, I don't mean to put too much pressure on you, but according to one headline I'm reading, the fate of the worldwide financial system could rest on your shoulders. The headline is Golf Magazine suggests Obama get tips from Yarmouth before facing Boehner.
No.
Well, Golf Magazine encouraged the commander-in-chief to get tips from U.S. Representative John Yarmouth, Democrat of Kentucky, who is an avid and skillful amateur golfer. So has he come to you yet?
Hasn't come to me yet. I was actually talking to the vice president last night at the White House congressional picnic, and he's playing in this match on Saturday with Boehner and John Kasich from Ohio, and so we talked a little bit about strategy last night.
Now, because you played with Boehner in the Ryder Cup, and you said that you always get along great when you play, and then what happens when he gets on the House floor? He just...
Well, it's business.
It's theater. It's theater. We know it's theater, but we have obviously again some sincere policy differences. But John's a very, very nice guy, and he's fun to play with.
Well, he's probably much happier then because he's working on his tan, which is clearly important to him.
Exactly right.
All right. Representative John Yarmouth, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Good to talk to you.
All right,
Take care.
You too. There you go.
I like him.
I like him so much. Jim! I got... It's a, you know, because the Sexy Liberal Show on the road and all, going to Minneapolis this weekend, Chicago next weekend. Who said, this is what life on the road is like. Inedible room service, inoperable gym equipment, banshee infants braying next door, and an interminable parade of fart-noising morning shazoos. It's not for the faint of heart or for those who don't find fart noises hilarious. Who said that?
Aisha Tyler.
What? You're not supposed to guess, right?
Right. Oops.
Aisha Tyler, who wrote a hilarious piece in, is it Entertainment Weekly? We posted that, didn't we?
No, it's not online, so we don't follow.
Oh, joke radio shows. Who
I don't know who she's referring to. Jim, who said, despite being exhausted, I cannot fall asleep. Hotel rooms are strange. The bedspread likely bears smallpox, and the people next door are holding some kind of all-night boggle angry sex tournament.
Stephanie Miller.
No, it was Aisha Tyler, my BFF.
Yes.
By the way, Detroit tickets also going fast August 20th when Aisha Tyler fills in for Hal Sparks on the Sex Liberal Show. Get your tickets
at the Opera House.
Yes.
Detroit has an Opera House.
Yes, wow. Santa Fe already sold out. I have no idea if it's what due to her brilliance and hilarity or all the naked pictures that keep popping up of her on our Sexy Liberal Facebook page. Santa Fe sold out. Okay. Detroit on the way. All right. Who said, Jim, I make a mental note not to drink? When I drink on an empty stomach, it leads to street fighting and tears. Clarification. Street fighting for me, tears for the other guy. Drunk Aisha is like a tall, sloppy, live-action Tekken with hugging. Who said that?
Mel Gibson.
No. My friend Aisha. She sent me that yesterday, and I said, oh, it's hilarious. I love you in such an awkward and overly enthusiastic way. I really do. It's not a gay thing. It's just an overly enthusiastic.
That's in the copy of Entertainment Weekly that has Super 8 on the cover. Go out and get it, because if there's a spike in the number of people who buy this issue, she may get a regular column in there.
Okay. All right. And then this, I don't know, Jim, sort of a cautionary tale. This is from the Stephanie. Julie in Hollywood. Bonding with the pool. Julie has a pool man, which I think is nice. The pool man is always wearing headphones, and one day I asked him what he listens to. He responded, talk radio. I thought, oh, probably some right-wing stuff. Finally, I asked what he listens to, and he replied, my favorite is
Stephanie Miller.
Wow. And I said, me too. He told me you almost killed him. One morning, he was listening to your show, and he laughed so hard he swerved his truck and almost collided with another car.
Oh,
Ever since that day, the pool man and I are good friends. So thanks. Aww. And thank God the pool man's still alive. Maybe it's time to run our disclaimer. There are some side effects to the Stephanie Miller Show. We apologize. I'm sure it's something Jim Ward said.
Warning. Listeners of the Stephanie Miller Show have been known to suffer serious side effects, including but not limited to rickets, rabies, scabies, eczema, the heartbreak of psoriasis, hemorrhoids, hematomas, heebie-jeebies, gingivitis, laryngitis, halitosis, expialidocious, projectile diarrhea, Epstein-Barr, Creutzfeldt-Jakob, Steinberg,
Flavin,
undescended testicles, distended ovaries, and exploding uvula syndrome.
Uh-oh.
Consult your doctor if you are pregnant, awake, breathing, or have eaten within 12 hours. Some settling may have occurred. Do not use near open flame. Seek immediate medical attention if ingested. Do not induce vomiting.
No.
Have you talked to your pool man enough to know what he listens to on his headphones?
I don't have a pool man.
What? Come on.
I go in there myself in scuba gear. And
you most certainly
well, I
do
get
not.
In there with a scuba gear and a toothbrush, and I do it myself. 19 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. My dirty little secret. Don't tell anyone, or you'll be just another
regret. My dirty little secret. Who has to know? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour. Doing what I normally do during the break. Nag Jim.
Yeah.
I am so pathetic. I have to beg him to come to my parties. Like, why haven't you RSVP'd? Okay, because he's like, oh, really? Is that this weekend? I'm like, yes! I said it 6 weeks ago.
Not 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, he doesn't think there's any planning involved. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just give a number to the caterer and then add maybe, you know, add.
All of my friends that didn't bother to tell me they're coming.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we need to,
That's how you plan for a party.
Yeah, well, guess what? Kim and St. Paul RSVP'd for the Sexy Liberal Show. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
You're my best friend. Hey. I can't hear anyone else right now.
Oh, my God. That's so great, because I have a couple of clarifying questions about the Sexy Liberal
Uh-oh.
Show.
Uh-oh. Yes.
My first is, what's the staying power of the merch going to be? Because I have a Miller Goldwater 08 t-shirt, and it's kind of like an albatross around my neck whenever I wear it.
Listen, Kim, just... it's a collector's item now, the Goldwater Miller 08 t-shirt.
Oh, okay. So it's limited edition. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Sexy Liberal is forever. That will last. Those shirts will, you know... You'll always be a sexy liberal.
There's not a date on it or anything.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Well, my second question is, you know, Hal is cute and all, and he's kind of a snack, but I really feel like Jim is more of a meal, and why won't Janique let him come out and play?
Well, you'll have to come to the L.A. show, too, then. We'll have Jim come out and play then.
Oh, perfect.
Jim doesn't travel well. He's like a, you know, there's restraining orders. It's a lot of stuff.
He gets grouchy.
He'll fly.
Yeah. There's, well,
restrictions.
A lot of sort of, well, I guess we'll call them squeezy McField pants incidents on the road.
Well, I haven't been through the current regime of naked body scanning and groping yet, so who knows how I'll react. You know, if I get a hot chick groping guy, I may just stay there. I may go get back in line and
He'll never be back.
How many hot chicks work for the TSA?
-5.
Okay, exactly. But we love our listeners who are TSA employees.
Love them.
Yes.
Brian.
I have no idea. I haven't flown in years.
My next pat down to Minneapolis is going to be a little rougher this weekend after that. Oh, you think you're funny, don't you, Miss Radio?
Let's see
if there's anything up there. Ow! Please tell me I'm pretty first. Brian in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
You're pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to sympathize with Screaming Baby Airlines.
Yes.
So the baby that was screaming on the airline yesterday, the little toddler, she was at the baggage claim, and she was sitting on the edge of the baggage claim conveyor belt, and she said, "Mommy, is this gonna move?" And all I can say is, I said was, "I pray to God that freaking takes her away."
You're like, "No, it doesn't move. Back up."
Yeah, takes her just into the bowels of the airport.
You're like, "Can't you send your baby's baggage? Can't you? Why do they have to sit in here?" I know.
The finder's a feral adult years later. It's like an island of Dr. Moreau, just.
Yeah, I don't know why I told you I now fly the sister airline of Screaming Baby. I fly Chatty Toddler because I don't understand. It's really actually worse because you know what it is with babies? They hit that ear-piercing sound, but at least it's usually not all the time. It's you get some, whereas Chatty Toddler, literally the last one. I don't understand how they have enough oxygen. There really was no pause in the story for 5 hours.
I had the perfect solution. Oxygen mask. Babies are required to wear.
I told you this last flight. I didn't remember where now. I'm just drawing a blank now. I whatever last trip it was. And I told you the other girl.
New York.
She had a ukulele. I'm not kidding. The one behind me told the joke that went on for 5 hours. And then the other, she had a, I don't know, like airplane. She had a guitar. ukulele. And I looked, I gave the father one look just like, "Are you kidding me? Really?" I didn't know that. Is there something that works for an airline? Can you tell me if that's allowed? Are you allowed to? I'm bringing a musical instrument when I go to Minneapolis this weekend. Can you do that?
Yes. Bring a tuba. You know what you can do?
I don't even know how to play. I'm just bringing something.
You can download GarageBand onto your iPad, and it has a whole array of instruments that you can play. It has a drum kit in there. It has a guitar.
Yeah, isn't there some rule against that? You're not allowed to bring a guitar on the airplane, are you? I'm still in shock over this. And yet I'm too polite an ex-Catholic girl to say anything. I just was like, "Oh my God, really?"
That nun did it in airplane.
Exactly. All right, I'm getting a kazoo, something, just to do a social experiment now this weekend. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It's actually quite funny once you get past all the tragic elements and overriding sense of doom.
You're right. LAX baggage claim is the baggage claim of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
It is the one airport where I think it takes longer for your bag to come out than the flight
does. Oh, my God.
Doesn't matter where you've been. Tahiti takes just as long to get your bag.
Yeah. What is it about LAX?
It's just like Dawn of the Dead. Everybody's standing there.
LAX is early 60s technology.
Well,
and it's too big to tear down and...
Yeah.
It's too big to fail.
We're screwed. Exactly. It's a too big to fail airport.
Sure.
That's the way it goes. All right. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Tony in Sacramento. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Mama. Hi, chat room. It's Mr. Fabulous. as the official gay English teacher of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I didn't know there was gay English.
Hello. Is that like
it's
normal
a different
English?
Dialect.
Only more fabulous?
it just has, you know, more Virginia Woolf. That's
And more Oscar Wilde.
Look at you.
More Oscar Wilde.
We're like in a Noel Coward play now, but with
exactly.
the bon mot.
There was a really disgusting article, editorial in the New York Post this morning about the marriage equality in New York. And it just made me sick because it was so intellectually dishonest because it said that since the dawn of time, marriage has always been about the procreation and the nurturing of children. I'm like, what?
Really? So any couples that don't have kids, I don't know what we do. Do we stone them to death,
no,
or what do we
chop
do?
Chop their heads off, like Henry VIII.
And okay. I'm sure that every 16th century bride was going, yes, I feel so loved and nurtured while my husband has 50,000 other mistresses.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, Fabulous Gay.
Thank you, Mama.
Okay. By the way, I had mentioned that Bill Clinton came out in favor of marriage equality.
Yep, Bill
same-sex
Clinton came
marriage.
Out. What?
What?
We got to put a moratorium on
that. I think he was
phrase.
Always behind the girls getting married. Oh, yeah. You keep having the same sex over and over until you get it right.
Watch.
In front of daddy.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, the reason I bring this up is because Roland, our sexy liberal tour director.
Yep.
Send me a cell phone picture. He was sitting right next to Bill Clinton at the Spider-Man musical opening two nights ago.
Really?
Yes, I got a cell phone. It was like right there, big dog.
Oh, I think the Secret Service would want to surround him at the Spider-Man musical because someone could have fallen
on him right.
from the rafters.
Yeah, Roland said that now that he's a big, successful, sexy liberal tour director, he gets seats right next to Bill Clinton. And he said all the other crappy promoters were right in the back. Ha ha!
Does this mean the sexy liberal tour is heading to Broadway?
Well, I don't know. I need my booze and dope claws because otherwise I'm not going.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So you come crawling back to Broadway.
Yes.
Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope.
I know, but now we're working on that. Oh, I forgot. That's right. Broadway producers are coming to Minneapolis to see
that's
the
right.
show this Saturday.
Yeah.
Max Bialystock.
And Leo Bloom.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
It's springtime for sexy liberals.
Yes.
Roland said Spider-Man, crap. Crap.
That's
crap,
what I've heard.
Crap. 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 Yeah, but he was there with thousands of, Secret Service and Chelsea, and they held the show like 20 minutes.
I saw an interview with Bono and The Edge yesterday.
Oh, he was sitting right next to Bono, too.
Yeah, and they said, yes, it was a learning process.
Mm. Yes.
In fact, they couldn't go on tour because they had to continually fine-tune the music.
Oh, boy. All right, here's just some more stories from celebrities that could piss us off during this economy. A British heiress has bought the spelling mansion.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
The Candy Spelling Mansion.
Yes, the 57,000 square foot Los Angeles mansion built by the late Aaron Spelling.
Yep.
It's being sold to a 22-year-old heiress.
Oh, God.
Of the Formula One racing fortune.
There's going to be some wild parties there.
Can I have my, I don't know, rich people music? The home on 5 acres in the Holmby Hills. It has, Jim, as you know, a bowling alley, a beauty salon, and several gift wrapping rooms.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, that makes me lose my, when I look at houses, I'm like, what? There's only, how many, two gift wrapping rooms?
It's also got like a 21-car garage or something like that.
100 cars.
Oh,
parking 100. For 100 cars.
I'm sorry. I misunderestimated that.
Can't you buy Jay Leno didn't move in there? Can you get it back?
He has so many cars.
Yeah.
It had a list price of $150 million. Which they didn't, even though the market not good, they didn't budge on that apparently, so we don't know what the sale price was. The buyer is a Petra Ecclestone.
Petra.
Something. Petra. Somebody. Who
Eccleston.
Cares?
Petra Ecclestone.
Who cares? Several gift wrapping rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And 147 bathrooms.
I can't be expected to wrap gifts in the same room every time!
But you pay someone else to wrap gifts.
Yeah.
You don't...
There are
the gift wrappers don't care what room they're in.
Yeah, there are stores dotting the Los Angeles area that will do it for you.
Exactly. Oh boy! And Tommy sends me, if OJ hadn't killed those people, we would live in a Kardashian-free world. However, Kim Kardashian's getting married to the NBA guy.
Yep.
Jim, you're probably wondering what to get
Jerry
them.
Jerry West?
What? No, Chris Humphreys.
And he's with the Nets.
You might as well flip the rich music back up. Mm-hmm. This is what is on their, the wedding registry. A $520 Torshahn butter server. What?
A butter server? Butter server?
What is a butter server? Rich people just have things that I've never even heard of.
It's called a cow.
Yeah.
There are a few steps along the path.
You can get them $1,250 silver serving spoons, a $1,650 coffee pot.
Wow.
Was not even aware you could spend that much for a coffee pot. I still stick with Mr. Coffee, I'm telling you. I've seen those fancy ones. Mr. Coffee works great. Thank you, Mr.
Coffee.
And
it has a timer on it so that it's ready when you're up in the morning.
That's when I get up
at stupid o'clock.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Assuming
also,
Bendy is remembering to turn it on the night before.
Yeah.
Well,
fill it up.
$7,850 Baccarat vase is also on the window.
Baccarat.
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 Baccarat. See, I don't even know how to pronounce rich people's stuff. Hey, here's your Baccarat vase. Oops, I tripped.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I'll go back to the Baccarat store and get another one.
I crashed the Baccarat vase. Sorry about that. Here's a Torshawn butter server.
You know what a butter server is? A knife and a dish.
Is it a butter knife? How does a butter knife cost $520?
It doesn't have to cost that
it's
much.
Made of diamonds.
What? Don't need diamonds to cut butter.
All right. Oh, I would like to. I need more rich people music. It's celebrity stories. Pisses off during this economy. Camille Grammer.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Kelsey Grammer's
ex.
Yes.
I had to move away from her. I was running out of oxygen masks.
She's got the divorce has gotten so ugly. She thinks Kelsey may have stooped to making his eldest daughter a spy who would steal confidential divorce documents. So they have to get, I don't know, written permission to use any of their vacation estates from each other. Kelsey wanted his eldest daughter to vacation at their Hawaii estate. Camille's lawyer, these are rich people problems, went to court to block him from using the house. Camille believes if Spencer and her hubby used the house, they would have access to a lot of personal stuff. Camille seems particularly bitter because Kelsey's banned her from their Bridgehampton estate.
Oh, come on.
So the judge has ruled that the only way third parties can use any of the various Grammar vacation homes is if they both Kelsey and Camille sign off.
You give all your vacation homes to the poor. That would solve
your problem. I will trade you the Torshawn butter server for our Bridgehampton estate.
That's
all right.
That's always a problem in our house. You know, which vacation estate do we go to?
Which one did we leave the Torshawn butter server in? Okay.
Says no.
On Tracy Morgan's apology so far.
Yeah,
yes. Tracy Morgan is on his apology tour as it rolls on. So now he's kind of going over the top. He's told Russell Simmons he wants to reach out to the gay and lesbian community and make it right. He claims a fear of getting kicked to the curb by NBC. Nothing to do with this, though.
No, not at all.
No.
He's not reaching out with a knife.
Said he wants to meet with bullied gays at speaking of a gay marriage rally. Okay.
That can only really make it worse, I think.
Yeah,
Tracy
I'm not.
Morgan apology tour.
Right now, yes. Give it a little time. Maybe.
Tragedy plus time, perhaps. All right. Chicago family says members of the Real Housewives of New Jersey were real louts during a boozy trip to the Caribbean resort. Isn't that the point of reality television shows? To act like boozy idiots?
The Real Housewives of New Jersey are famous for acting like boozy idiots. That's the one where she flipped the table over and called the other woman a prostitution whore.
Prostitution whore?
Awesome.
Yeah, the worst kind.
They behave badly on a reality show?
Has that
been done before?
On that one, they do.
The Chicago family says Teresa Guidici.
On the show, they pronounce it Judice.
Judice.
Yes.
Judice. From the Bravo series, sprayed champagne in Martina's face, and then she and others on the show beat up the son-in-law and cousin. Yeah. And I don't know.
There's a lot of fighting that goes on.
Something left over from one of Mickey Cohen's crap games?
Yeah. There's a lot of fighting that goes on. That's probably one of my favorite Real Housewives.
Who can pick one? They're all so precious.
Beverly Hills and New Jersey.
It's
just
trying
can't
to
top
like
those.
Trying to pick a favorite animal video. Well, you just can't.
You're not a fan. You only like Rachel Maddow.
Exactly. She didn't say it. I didn't hear it.
Exactly.
All right. Or Lawrence O'Donnell.
Right.
They didn't say it. I don't know. All right. Sylvester Stallone was inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame.
That's right.
He's not actually.
He's not a boxer.
Mike Tyson was also inducted at the same time.
Putting Mike Tyson into the Acting Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's not actually a boxer, right? Okay. All right.
Well, he had to train, you know.
Sure. Sure. Ozzy Osbourne said Mick Jagger doesn't have great hair because he's a hero in the sack. He's a hero in the sack because he's got great hair. I don't.
Anyway, actually, Mick Jagger.
I think that's what he said. I don't really even know what it means. Oh, by the way, he said he does admit to having his own unique way of breaking up with his former unwanted girlfriends, Ozzy. He said a tweet isn't a very considerate way to break someone's heart. In these kind of situations, the old-fashioned way is usually best. Send them a fax. Oh, he's just an old-fashioned guy. Just the fax machine. That's almost like a horse-drawn breakup. Why, that's so... All right. I think he probably has to write it, Jim, because you couldn't understand him.
Yeah, what I'm saying is I don't, you don't beat me anymore.
You
know,
you want to what?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, he probably tried several breakups, and she doesn't understand, so she never left.
What?
Sorry. Baltic says more. Okay. 45 minutes after the hour. Back with the debate on the economy and the debt ceiling. Much more as we continue. Carlos Al's Rocky, comedian extraordinaire, coming up live as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God. This is so amazing. It's all anybody in my class is talking about.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 50 minutes after the hour. Oh, dear. Bill in Maine with the breaking news. Unable to stick it out any longer, Congressman Anthony Reiner softened his resolve and is expected to pull out of Congress later today.
Ah, ah. So you got the shaft?
Oh, my God.
All right, get it all out of your system. Supposedly 2 p.m. Eastern time is what we're hearing.
Yep.
Dean in Pittsburgh disagrees with him resigning. Hi, Dean.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hey, just before I make my comment, any chance a sexy liberal tour will be coming to Pittsburgh?
Oh, we will. You know, there's sexy liberal elves working on things around the clock. We'll keep you posted.
Oh, good, good.
Could be.
Hey, I have a different point of view on this whole thing, and I was posting about this several days ago, actually for about a week. I'm one of those Christians who believes in compassion and forgiveness, and I don't have a problem with Anthony Weiner, you know, going through a few weeks or a couple of months of counseling on this, you know, compulsion that he has, and continuing as a congressman.
Well, Dean, you know, you raise a good point, because how come it's like Newt Gingrich can get Christian forgiveness and go all around, you know, the country talking about how God's forgiven him?
The media has a double standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are you ready for the new political reality for Dems, which I'm predicting after having been around, I'm in my 40s now, I've been into politics for 30 years. In the past 5 years, I've spoken to thousands of voters as both a fundraiser and a campaigner for various Democratic candidates. Andrew Breitbart, America's most trusted source for news.
Oy. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
This is just going to embolden him and his team of, like, you know, dirt diggers who are always, like, paid to, like, dig up dirt.
And pretty much have all Democrats resigning.
But a stopped clock is right, you know, twice a day. He got something right.
And
the vast majority of other things that he's reported have been wrong.
And there's no one on our side doing that to Republicans.
Exactly, but the media will give attention to every one of his accusations, whether they're false or not. They'll just jump on him. They're not going to, you know, ask and check to see if they're true or not. They'll just, you know, put him on TV. I mean, look what they did with James O'Keefe. He's convicted for tampering with Mary Lou Andrews' phones, the Democratic senator.
Yep.
And he's on CNN a month ago, and they're, like, going to him as a trusted source.
Yeah. That's they're going to have their own shows now on CNN.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, I mean, what's that other right-wing blogger CNN has on? You know, as if that's like, you know.
Eric Erickson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's everybody is equally as credible. You go on both sides, and now we have to leave it there.
That's why I don't watch CNN anymore.
Okay.
That's why I like when Paul DeGallo is on, because he doesn't let Wolf get away with that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Chuck in Louisiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, y'all. I'm very excited to be talking to y'all.
Thank you.
Not Anthony Weiner excited, but still excited.
Yes, I understand, Chuck. No need to pitch a tent over it. Just go ahead.
Hey, just wondering if the Dems have to call that Ryan monstrosity. They can't call it vouchers. How come the Repugs get to call, you know, the Affordable Care Act Obamacare? Exactly. I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, they turned it into a pejorative.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, because they know that, unfortunately, Democrats don't have to lie. Calling it what it is, vouchers, you know, makes people understand how awful it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here, Grandma, use this as a Band-Aid. Here's a voucher for you.
A coupon will...
Good luck with that gushing head wound. Yeah. Here's a voucher. It's premium support, Grandma.
And some S&H green stamps.
Charles in Everett, Washington. Hi, Charles.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that it's not just the media that has a double standard. We got to stop blaming the media because they supply the demand that we bring to the table. So it's the entire country has a double standard. We have to take it for granted that the sleaziness on the right wing or side is not going to be held accountable, even when it is abjectly illegal. Now, on the other side, we're going to have to hold ourselves to a different standard. I wanted to think that I could keep it separate, that your personal stuff and your leadership potential to speak for the people instead of profits should be kept separate. But you know what? It's not the Clinton era anymore. It's not the Knights anymore. And we can keep it separate if we have to hold ourselves to a high
standard. Yeah, I mean, Charles, every time I see David Vitter on TV, them interviewing me about something, I'm like going, what? Yeah, remember that whole thing? Like, oh, how is he ever going to have any credibility again? He can't possibly. Like, you know, and what Wiener did isn't even half of what David Vitter did.
Yeah, Wiener did nothing illegal.
Kelly in Chicago on Congressman Wiener. Hello, Kel.
Hi. Love you, Steph.
I love you.
Just want to throw something out there, and then I'll hang up.
Okay.
Okay, the Wiener thing, just let it go. How about Aaron Schock putting his sexy abs on the cover of Esquire? I mean, is there anything? Is anybody saying anything about that?
Yeah, he was on the cover of Men's Fitness or something like that with those abs.
Yeah. Some girls, she's got some thoughts in her head as she's looking at his sexy body. He didn't do that to be all... you know,
he did that for votes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that's it. Thank you.
Yes.
Love you.
All right. Okay. All right. You know, Jim, I think what really when the worm turned, it's when we had to hear Gloria Allred say this.
My package and I are not going to beg. We both see the hazard of going down the path of comparative sexiness. You aren't giving my package due credit.
Wow.
Never tweet anything you wouldn't want anyone to
You wouldn't want to hear Gloria Allred say on television.
Out loud, yeah.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay. The president's carny on the economy and the debates going on in Congress.
We're not submitting proposals to Congress. I think that's important to remember. The nature of the discussions that we've had in the talks led by the vice president, I'm not going to get into. But obviously, as the president said, we are interested in ideas for how we can continue to grow the economy and create jobs.
Here's the Republicans' idea, Jim. GOP cuts to food aid for seniors and food banks equals one day of Bush tax cuts for millionaires.
Great.
The House debating the Republican 2012 agriculture appropriations bill slashes funding for food assistance, preventing hundreds of thousands of people from accessing aid. It provides food assistance to 600,000 low-income families every month, 96% of whom are seniors. As it turned out, the cuts to these programs are equivalent to the cost of extending the Bush tax cuts for millionaires alone for just one day. Just one day.
That's bold. Fresh.
Refreshing. Courageous. I hope you can hear the exclamation points in my voice.
Why don't you just call an airstrike on a very old folks' home in the country? That would, you know, be quicker.
I don't... it's just so mean. Mitt Romney. Federal disaster relief for tornado and flood victims is immoral and makes no sense at all.
What?
Asked about federal disaster relief for tornado and flood victims two nights ago, Republican debate, he called the spending immoral and said that FEMA should be privatized.
Ugh. We tried that.
Yeah.
The brownie.
Mm. He said all these other communities hit by tornadoes and flooding should not receive government assistance.
They should
he argued it's
up.
Simply immoral for there to be deficit spending that could harm future generations. Every time you have an occasion to take something from the federal government and send it back to the states, that's the right direction. If you can go further and send it back to the private sector, even better.
As long as someone's making a profit. Who cares if they all
die? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I don't think he even believes any of that. He's just trying to win over the psychos and the Republican right.
Well, here's another reason he may be toast. Al Gore praises Mitt Romney on the climate.
Uh-oh.
That's worse than the president praising his health care plan. You're toast! Mitt Romney got a big thumbs up for his stance on global warming. Al Gore.
All right. He's never going to be president now.
Good for Mitt Romney, though we've long passed the point where weak lip service is enough on the climate crisis. While other Republicans are running from the truth, he's sticking to his guns in the face of the anti-science wing of the Republican Party.
Oops.
Thumbs up from Al Gore. Toasty, toasty, toasty. All right. 58. This gets betterer and betterer. Comedian extraordinaire Carlos Alzraki joins us live next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, Jeff in Minneapolis. Anthony Weiner resigning. He said, does this mean we have a chance for Weiner Spitzer? Go to CNN. Weiner Spitzer, I just met her. All right. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal Show website for all upcoming shows. Speaking of sexy liberals, there he is, Carlos Alazraki.
Here. Good morning.
Comedian extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire. I think the mic's on and the camera's on. It could have been worse. Weiner could have sexted the Guatemalan maid. Who is this guy that's sending you pictures? Why? You cannot be trusted. These lousy politicians. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, you got your Sperminator scandal and my Weiner scandal.
I'm calling the kettle black here. It could be, you know, big deal. At least he's a good-looking guy. At least
he's calling the kettle schwarz.
Exactly. Could have been Mitch McConnell sexting his chin.
No! Looks like a lady's vagina. Carlos Ruiz smells rocky. Come on, God's sakes. Tracy in L.A. says Weiner should have stayed. Well, it looks like 11 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Eastern. It's the word is he's going to resign. Hi, Trace.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
If I hear one more Democrat call in and say we need to hold ourselves to a higher standard, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
Politics is dirty. It's ruthless.
Uh-huh.
This is a game. And this was a calculated move. It is a game. What are we gaining? What is this party gaining by having him step down? We never had a majority when Obama took office,
yeah,
despite what dummies want to think. What are we gaining? We've already lost Grayson. Wake up.
Yeah, you know, Tracy, I got to say, I know, of all people, you know, it'd have to be one of the best, most passionate,
exactly,
you know, progressives we have out there. I know. But passion's passion, right?
Exactly. I'm angry at him. But, I mean, really? Are you kidding me? And I called in yesterday and said this. If Clinton can get a BJ in office, are we really kidding here?
Yeah, yeah.
With all the other crap that goes on? Seriously?
Yeah.
Can we get to work?
Really? All right. Tracy's in a state this morning.
I think if you have that much money in the future, just hire a courtroom artist and get an artist rendering of your privates. That way they cannot really prove it.
You got to go low tech. You can't go high tech.
If you get a passionate guy like Weiner, take away the cell phones. Look, you're really passionate. You no cell phone use. Sorry. Can't tweet.
I think that's what
that.
Ben Franklin did. Drew pictures of his.
Yeah. Boys and electronic gadgets, not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Get
Tiger Woods didn't get that whole thing either. Just the, where was the, where's my beep? It was just like, it seems like the first time he was ever acquainted with a answering machine.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tiger.
Yeah.
Woods.
You know, the golfer.
Woods, the golfer.
This isn't being recorded, is it?
Four
might
masters.
Not be waiting used in any way against me, will it?
My dad's name is Earl. Just in case. Earl.
All right.
Earl Woods.
Kids, sexy liberal news. By the way, Minneapolis going fast. That's a big-ass theater, too, you know.
Is it a big-ass
theater? The state theater, yes.
Lots of limbs in there.
Yeah, and still we are tickets going fast to get Sexy Liberal Show with Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and I. Saturday, Minneapolis. Oh, wait a minute. Stephanie writes, Steph, is the Sexy Liberal Tour coming to Michigan? Check out sexyliberal.com. Yes, Aisha Tyler fills in for Hal Sparks.
You
August 20th, Detroit.
You sure one of those managers isn't going to shut you down?
No.
Just like the police force?
No. Mitch and Hannah in Scottsdale. Steph, we have our tickets for Tucson. Tucson, July 9th, everybody. Get your tickets.
And remember, conservatives, this show is anti-union, so come support it.
What? It's not. I beg your pardon.
No, there's not a union member in the show, so conservatives can enjoy it as well. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what you're saying.
Go see it in Wisconsin. I meant it as a good thing. I meant you're pro-union, but nobody... forget it.
All right. It's all right. Craig writes... Oh, this is another one last sexy liberal one. So Craig writes, Steph, I missed out on buying a ticket to the L.A. show on Saturday because I was trying to get some friends to go with me, and they kept mucking around until I heard it was sold out. Boy, was I PO'd. When I heard you added a Friday show, I decided to screw my friends and bought a ticket for the meet and grope. I'll make new friends. Good for you. Screw your friends if they're too... They can't get it together. They can't get their together to buy sexy liberal tickets. Get new ones. Who
I think
needs
the teabagging demonstration is going to be very different with Aisha in personality.
Listen, John Fugelsang will have to fill in. You have to have bags in order to do a teabagging demonstration properly.
Aisha has bags.
Not
that kind.
You know what I mean. All right.
She-bagging.
It would be she-bagging, exactly. Meryl in Seattle, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Meryl.
Well, thank you.
Yes, although I think that Wiener's, in essence, forced resignation is a cover story by the shadow government just to get him out of office, because he was investigating Clarence Thomas's wife, I guess, and some things like that. It looks like that the double standard is a political move to get rid of the best and the brightest.
Yeah, yeah, you know, Merrill, I've heard this come up before. That really is interesting, that Clarence Thomas seems to have such clear conflicts of interest with what his wife does professionally. And, you know, you look at this whole Ensign scandal and how many levels that was wrong on. And, you know, you're absolutely right. You kind of go, he didn't even do anything illegal. So, he did something stupid and sent a picture of his.
But Democrats always want to take the moral high ground while losing power.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we'll show you. We're in the right. Yeah. We're decent and moral and utterly powerless.
Well, we're not impotent if you're judging by Anthony Wiener.
You know what,
we are a big tent, that's for sure.
I pretty much said, look, Wiener figured, I'm not going to get the highest score on Pac-Man. I'll just unplug the machine and I'll come back later and try it again. That's pretty much what Chris Matthews told him to do. Just resign, let it go over, go back, return, you'll be fine. They'll forget about it. It's better that he resigns. It's better that he do this. Believe me, you don't want to stick around for this. They're going to find new pictures. It's going to be you and Tracy Morgan in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
A whole new scandal.
David in Massachusetts, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave. Hey, David. Oh, dear. David is...
Wrong line.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
All right. David, let's try you. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. On the Anthony Wiener issue, there's only one answer. The Democratic and Republican leadership should get together in Congress, and they both resign simultaneously, or Wiener stays.
Hmm.
That
yeah.
would be a
See,
deal
they,
that would be fair for everybody.
Right, but they have no sense of hypocrisy on their side. They, I actually heard a radio host have David Vinner on talking about, and I'm like, right in the middle of the Wiener scale, you're just like, okay.
The prostitute guy, really?
Yeah, diaper prostitute guy, if you're being
really?
More specific.
Oh,
yeah.
Sad.
He likes to wear diapers. I don't know if that was ever authenticated. Was it, Chris? We're just saying. You're dealing with that. You have a new baby, not at all sexy, is it?
No, lots of methane in the house.
Don't light a match.
It's like a Wagner power painter, that thing. Hey, that looks pretty good. It's a Jackson Pollock on my wall.
Wow.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I have, friends with kids. I haven't procreated, but that's a special smell. I mean, I have dogs, and that's not good, but you know what I'm saying? There's something.
The sad part is you get used to it. It's just right by the stove. Oregano. You acclimate.
It's because it's your baby, so it doesn't smell bad.
Yeah. I have a chair from a haunted house here. I don't know where the hell you get this furniture. It's a carnival.
Sorry about
that. The Republican debate was so bad. You watch them walk out, not an arm swinger in the bunch. They're just so spelling bee candidate reunion type deal. It was just so sad to watch him. Plenty. It's like he's got to take a trip to Oz to get a spine.
Yeah.
Say Obamacare. No, I won't.
No,
I won't. I told you.
No. Not in front of him. Yeah.
He's such a weasel. And Mitt Romney.
He's
I'm sorry.
Weasel.
His little speech in Iowa. I'm sorry. It just seems like a rich kid. It's like, hey, join my campaign. I got a bounce house and there's a pizza. And there's a balloon animal guy and we got party favors that make noises.
It is. It's like Chris Matthews. It's a dog food. They just keep putting it the same dog food. Dog doesn't like it. Dog doesn't want to eat it.
It's so sad. It's just so sad what they keep selling and the people. The whole Republican debate with the talking points. It's all Tea Party stuff. It's the same carnival game that these guys are falling for over again. I'm going to try knocking down the milk jugs again like they did in the Bush administration. All right, try it again. I'm going to do it this time. It's like the Tea Party people are like, and the Koch brothers are like selling lit sparklers to people that are going to take a trip to the gas factory. Yay, we're going to the gas factory.
Sparklers.
Idea.
We've got free twisty bread from Herman Cain. How bad can it be?
So sad.
That really is like a haunted house. What is that? Why do we have such a squeaky chair?
Arr, the chair budget here is...
There'll be spirits.
All right.
Need some Kardashian oil on there. Loosen it right up.
Dana in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dana.
Good morning, everybody.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Good morning.
Well, I just want to say I was blessed with being the faux handler of Stephanie Miller at the USC Lavender commencement ceremony.
Oh!
It was a pleasure and honor.
Hi, Rhonda.
And
fight on for all the scene.
It was so great. And I just wanted to say, I don't think that Anthony Weiner should resign at all. I think that the fact that people are calling him a distraction is ridiculous, that media creates a distraction. It's not him creating the distraction. He's the one that came out and apologized and did it. And the fact that, we keep talking about it, that it's a media creation. It's not, it's because we're salacious and we like sexy things. And, not saying he's sexy necessarily.
But at this point, Rhonda, the point is that, whatever whose fault it is, it becomes a distraction. And they're trying to, obviously, I think the Republicans handed us a great gift with this Medicare plan, and all anybody's talking about is Anthony's wiener,
Well, that's true. And also, I wanted to mention that Screamy Baby Airlines is also Stinky Baby Airlines now. I was behind in front of a child who not only screamed the entire flight, but was also not changed.
Oh, wow.
And, so that was also pleasurable.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Rhonda. Wow. Stinky Baby Airlines, that's a new one for me. I haven't gotten on that one yet.
Oxygen masks will drop from the ceiling immediately.
And they will not be enough. They will not be enough to help you, but good luck.
Confused with Sticky Old People Airlines.
I tried to shower, but I couldn't do it.
Rhonda in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think the Dems ought to be ashamed of themselves for throwing Anthony Weiner under the bus when they wouldn't impeach Bush over his war crimes and all his illegal stuff, but he's got to go.
By the way, Rhonda, did this just make you barf this whole, Libya thing? The president is blah, blah, blah. They didn't say a peep when Bush has taken us into this illegal war, and now Libya is,
I know, it doesn't even matter. It's just it's politics with everything. And the Democrats are such spineless, worthless.
You got all LaWanda Page on us from San Francisco.
Fred Sanford.
17 minutes after the hour.
Get a woman out of the apartment.
Back with more with Carlos Alzaraki, live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A whole new level of disturbing.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Get it off. Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show, 23 minutes after the hour. Carlos Alzaraki, live in studio with us. All right, chat room. They want you to clam.
Hello, chat room.
From Laszlo.
From Laszlo. We're having eggs and salad today. Fast boat.
Clam, which reminds me, Rocco's Modern Life, I think, first season is available on Amazon.com.
Woo-hoo!
You get the first season, and I played Rocco, so...
He's a cartoon boy.
I'm so glad I have my fans living in garages with their moms.
Okay, just let's get out of the way early today. Can you please do Far Away Dog? He's
Frisky.
So happy. It's
Far Away Dog Frisky. Riding on a skateboard.
Far Away Dog riding on a skateboard.
Far Away Dog in a European siren, in a European ambulance.
Oh, dear God. Sue in Rockville, Maryland. Hello. Hi, Sue.
I love Carlos. You are just awesome.
I just have my little comedy boy toys that I can't get enough of. Go ahead.
It's the best. Listen, the woman who called before about Aaron Schock, Congressman Schock, and about the fact that he was showing his abs and the women. If my gaydar is working properly, and it's pretty accurate, it's not women he's trying to attract. I have seen pictures of him with his pink check shirt and his lovely turquoise belt and white pants and the way he takes pictures. I'm pretty sure we've got a little closet gay there.
You're saying that's not a straight guy outfit? What? That's what Carlos is wearing this morning. And he just procreated.
That's right.
Wait a second. I'm on the chat room. I'm looking at Ustream. Oh, no, he's not.
No, he's wearing a slobby straight guy T-shirt.
I am. I'm just going to dress up this morning.
I don't see you wearing a pink check shirt or a bandana.
I do have my Scott Brown neon shorts on, though.
True. Wait, stand up. I'm watching.
Hello. Yeah, give Mama a little UPS package. All right, Sue, what do you want to talk about? Another wiener.
Well, kosher wiener. He's, you know, the double standard just makes me want to vomit. It really does. When, you know, and again, there's this systematic purging of any Democrat that has spine and guts. They just get, even Olbermann being thrown off MSNBC. I mean, every time we get close, whether it's close to Clarence Thomas uncovering something, whether it's close to what Alan Grayson was doing, you know, he's everything they've done has been exposed to be 100% right.
Yeah, no, that's right. Right on policy. Yep.
Way back when
Way back
when they wanted to export John Lennon out of the country. You know, anybody with some brides. Oh, we found some stuff on you. You have to leave the country.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
Yeah, I'm getting too old for this and getting disheartened. But, you know, we just have to keep, we'll keep fighting the fight.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially
when
Breitbart gets his own show on CNN. That'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Skeevy little biatch. Paul in Boston, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Good.
I just want to know why David Ritter can commit an actual crime, Democrats roll over on it, and then insist that Anthony Weiner resign because he's somehow immoral.
Yeah, I, boy,
because
you know,
Democrats would rather be right than win.
Yeah, I forgot to ask Sue about the, you heard the one, who was it, the Focus on the Family board member that said the only way he can find forgiveness is to turn to Jesus Christ. Meaning he's too
Jewy.
That's
the
problem.
Just grow back your foreskin and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Wasn't Jesus half naked
exactly.
on the cross?
It's not that he tweeted it to someone, Jim. It's it has no foreskin.
Put some clothes on Jesus. He's naked on that cross. Look how low those things hang.
Meanwhile, back at the economy ranch in Congress, Chuck Schumer.
No matter what we do in these debt limit talks, we must preserve the program in its current form, and we will not allow cuts to seniors' benefits.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's every headline is them cutting. It's just, it's like the, we did a story literally the other day where they, in Kentucky, they kicked developmentally disabled gay guys out of the pool.
Oh.
And they left crying. I'm like going, every headline is, you know, seniors, the poor, disabled. It's just, oh.
Just like,
it's Lord of the Flies. I mean, someone's going to get killed with a rock soon. I don't, it's
come
really.
The Soylent Green tractors to scoop them up at the leisure home.
Well, I feel happy. I'm not dead. I will be soon.
Shut up. You will be
Harry Reid.
All the Republicans agree to take cuts to Medicare off the table. Can we have a serious discussion about how we can move forward on our battle to decrease the deficit?
Yeah, I mean, you actually raise a good point, Carlos, about morals. Here they are cutting any kind of aid to disabled, poor people, seniors, and Anthony Weiner is immoral for tweeting a picture of his, like, some eighth grade, you know.
For them, morality is all about sex. For us, it encompasses a lot of things like greed.
Like things Jesus actually said? Yeah. Okay. Mitch McLiplis.
He even joked about the wildly mistaken predictions he and others at the White House made a couple of years back about the job-creating potential of the stimulus. Well, I don't think the 14 million Americans who are looking for jobs right now find any of this very funny.
Yeah, this is all the worst I've seen in all
750,000 people a month. During the Bush administration, didn't find it funny either. And where was Chinless?
Yeah.
Such a hypocrite. In my terrarium, having some lettuce.
I'm going to get a job picking lettuce in the field so I can go straight to the source.
All right. 29. Cannot get enough of Mitch McConnell turtle jokes. 29 minutes after the hour, back with Carlos Alzraki live in studio on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
The kids know you drink.
Who doesn't? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Carlos Alzraki, comedian, actor.
Extraordinaire, live in studio.
I don't know where you... Do I have time to tell you about my experience?
Yes.
In Arizona? I want to thank the Stephanie Miller listeners for coming out and supporting me at the Tempe Improv a couple of Wednesday nights ago. It was a very, very good showing. They put me up at Scottsdale and I ate and I don't want to do what the Bortz guy did on radio and tell people to do something bad. Right?
Yes.
You've all heard about that Atlanta.
thoughts.
Yes. But my good friend Neil Portz led us to a lunch next to a few days ago in
creepy,
New York.
Creepy guy. But I had a great experience at a really
He's actually very nice in person. That's why
then
I don't...
What does he do? A nice
I saw Ann Coulter. I got photographed with her, and I, you know what I said to her? I said, you don't believe any of you say, do you? It's like, I think that it's their...
It's their game. No, yeah, the great article shtick. About Roger Ailes in Rolling Stone, and I'm halfway through it, about the pervasiveness and the corporate tentacles and such, and this leads to it. I go to a great place in Scottsdale for breakfast. It's called The Breakfast Club. I recommend it. Great service, great people.
Emilio Estevez loves it. He does. So does Ally Sheedy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him there all the time. What? Go ahead.
Anthony Michael Hall was not in that movie, right?
All right. No.
Okay, good. No. So it's good, but I walk in it, and first of all, Scottsdale is kind of like the site of the giant Cialis spill in 1978, which is like all people with comb-overs and fake breasts and weird. And I walk into this beautiful breakfast place, well-appointed, nice furniture, nice and cozy, outdoors, umbrellas, steamers, misters. And there, blatantly placed on a wall, is a huge flat-screen TV with Fox News just kind of blaring on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of disturbed by that. And I asked the waitress, and I said, is this always playing? She goes, pretty much, in a step 40 in voice, you know, pretty much, yes.
Yes, yeah. So, we were told not to change it.
Creepy. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if all the Stephanie Miller listeners just went and had a giant, very polite, had a giant, flash mob dine-in, wear your sexy liberal t-shirts, wear your Obama shirts, get about 40 of you people to go to
sexyliberal.com. Yes.
Get 40 people to go in there in your Obama shirts and sit down and have a nice breakfast.
We're closed.
And,
the kitchen's full of boxes.
Just talk over the Fox television. So, first of all, I would be offended if I went into a restaurant and it was NBC, MSNBC, or anything playing. Don't put a TV in a breakfast place. Don't be so obvious, Roger Ailes. We're taking over your lives.
We're taking over your breakfast.
Eat the right-wing propaganda. Eat it! Eat it! And
get
like
your
it.
Face up in there, boy!
I'll have an onion bagel and a Brit Hume, please.
Ew. Ew.
So it was very creepy. That was just my experience. And I'd like to encourage a great, a nice flash dine-in
All right.
at the Breakfast Club.
All right.
Be nice. They're very nice people and the food is good.
All right. John, my right-wing love muffin in Amherst, New York, up the transit from Mama's hometown of Buffalo and Lackport. Hello, John.
Cake. Bundt cake.
Hello, Bundt cake.
I hear Bundt cake.
Yes, darling.
That makes it a little more special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steph, I am so confused.
Are you going to come to the Sexy Liberal Show in Buffalo November 21st?
I was going to ask. Wait, listen, you can give me free tickets and humiliate me.
Of course, you
can.
See, I thought you were a capitalist. Why can't you buy a friggin' ticket?
Well, because I would be an anomaly. I'd be a curiosity. No. You know, that's just it. You could even say, hey.
Can't I bring you out in a dog collar and a thong? And you can be my... My official right-wing love muffin?
Gimp? Well, I am conservative, so that may not go along and get with my way of thinking.
Well, whatever, John.
We'll talk about it. Hey,
okay.
I am so...
He's confused. Open to it.
Well, yeah. Listen, the Democrats are always portrayed as the party of tolerance, the party that, you know, will accept little peculiarities in people's behavior because that's who they are. There is not one Republican that you can name me that was directly involved in getting Anthony Weiner out of office.
Well, they all said he should step down.
Cantor.
Eric Cantor, John Boehner, they all said he should step down.
No,
absolutely.
No. But let me tell you, do you honestly think that John Cantor asking for Weiner's resignation is going to make a bit of difference to him? That's a badge of honor to Anthony Weiner. He's one of the nastiest congressmen I've ever seen. And though I'm not really big into shots.
Well, it's hard to be as nice as Newt Gingrich, but John...
I don't like... Hey, wait. No, do not like Newt Gingrich. I think he's a hypocrite. I think he's a liar. I think he's an opportunist.
Good.
I think he's a pig. I don't think of... I think he is...
Right, but John, the premise of your call is wrong. Reince Priebus, the head of the RNC, Eric Cantor, John Boehner, all of the Republican leaders called on him to step down.
No, wait, Steph. That's all well and good. I don't think the guy should serve after what he did, but that's my opinion.
But you think it's okay with David Vitter and Ensign and whoever else?
No, wait. See, don't assume
Mark Foley, Larry Craig, that's okay.
Assume that I think it's good what Vitter did or what Ensign did. I don't think it's good. But if you honestly think that Weiner was transformed into a guy who was going to stay, into someone that was going to go because of Reince Priebus and all these other people.
Okay, John, once again, as much as I love you, the entire premise of your call is wrong. Because you said nobody in the GOP shoved. That's the difference.
No,
always stand behind, whether it's Ensign or Vitter, they stand behind them on the Republican side.
Wait a minute, that's not what I said. What I said was that the impetus to get him out of there was not done by the Republicans. Hey, Wiener thinks it's a badge of honor.
Right, but they are hypocritical in that they never called for Ensign or Vitter or any of these other guys to step down, and they all called for Wiener to step down. That is hypocritical.
I assure you that they did ask the Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, when he was embroiled in all this stuff, get out of here. We're going to do it good or we're going to do it hard.
No, they didn't.
I guarantee you that he... You think that Newt Gingrich got out on his own accord? You really think that he said, "Ah, you know, I got this"? You don't think anyone
okay,
sat there?
Okay, let's go to recent history. Nobody called on nobody in the Republican side called for Vitter or Ensign to step down, and they all called for Wiener to step down.
I am not arguing that.
Okay, well, it's because you lost. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Psych. Booyah.
That scene from Joan the Volcano. I'm not arguing with you about that. I'm not arguing.
I don't really even understand my arguments with John from Amherst. It's the premise he started with is, you know, no Republicans shoved him out. I'm like, yes, they did.
Well, I kind of get where he was trying to go, which was that Pelosi was kind of came out right away and said, you know, Wiener should step down. And
yes, that's because Democrats have some left of decency and Republicans generally have at long last.
Well,
no
it's a strategy thing. It's I don't
hypocrisy
think,
or decency.
I don't think it's about decency. I think it's about strategy. It's like it's going to look good for us to ask Wiener to step down. So we got to do it.
That's what Jim's point is. It's always better. You know, we always want to look decent rather than win.
Yeah.
Like it's I don't know. I mean, you know, it's true. You got to put it all on that same scale, and you go. I mean, literally, what Vitter and Ensign did were illegal, and you know, so you could. I don't know. Pat in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the Fox News controversy. Hello,
hey,
Pat.
Steph, how you doing?
Good.
Great. Listen, I go to the Breakfast Club all the time. I ride with a bunch of people on the bike path in Scottsdale, and we're there at least once or twice a week. And we hate that Fox News is on there all the time, too. There's a couple of old codgers who sit back in the corner and they, you know, grumble to each other. And I think they're the source of that. But we have actually done exactly the same thing. We said, you know, I can't stand that the Fox News is on. And we said, we won't be coming back unless that changes.
Yeah.
And they change it immediately. Okay. So all it takes is for somebody to speak up, whether it's at the bank, whether it's at the place that you're eating, no matter where it is, you just have to have the guts to say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, I always fight the battle pat in my own small way. I just change every channel, any TV I can find when I'm on the road, in any gym, in any hotel room, in any bar.
Yeah. So just tell your listeners, just ask, just tell them, you know, I'm voting with my money and I'm not going to put up with this. So either you guys change it or, you know, I'll take my dollar someplace else.
Well, that's good. That's one approach. Mine was, I didn't
Pat,
want to
you cover Phoenix, by the way. I'm going to cover Tucson when we go for the Sexy Looper Show July 9th. I will change every channel there to MSNBC if I can.
You go, girl.
All right.
That's good. That is one approach. I wasn't advocating asking to change it. I was advocating, no, just go with your nice liberal T-shirts and peace signs and burkas and whatever.
Burkas.
Muslims, go to Breakfast Club. Go in your burkas. Frighten these people.
Hello. I am a liberal that wants to wear a burka and have the terrorists win. Could you please change the channel from Fox News, please?
It changed on its own accord.
I am a peacenik. I would like to watch that French gay MSNBC, please. Thank you.
Except you won't get MSNBC in a lot.
No, exactly.
Like 10,000 slot way up in the top tier.
Yeah. Mark in Asheville, North Carolina. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Steph.
Good morning. Good.
I'm just curious. I'm trying to figure out how does Wiener resigning benefit us? It seems to me that the GOP is just taking one piece at a time and tearing the Democratic Party apart one piece at a time. How does this benefit us?
Well, Mark, I got to say though, it does start with he did it to himself.
He
did do something that obviously is highly embarrassing. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it all goes around here. I get what you're saying, but the Republicans didn't cause this in the first place. I agree they exploited it, but
they exploited it. They're using it as a tool. It's just another tool in their way of just tearing that party down one piece at a time. He didn't break any laws.
Yep.
I understand he was a schmuck. He shouldn't have done what he did, but he did.
Well, the stupid
illegal,
part was
didn't break any laws. It wasn't near anything what the GOP.
Yeah, and Mark,
did.
I mean,
the stupid
I,
part was lying about
that. I was
it.
Just going to say. I was just going to say that's the thing is, you know, exactly.
He
should have came forward and said,
right.
You know, I did something stupid and whatever. But I mean, that's the thing is that he went on TV and lied about it for a week. You know, so it's anyway. That's
The same ego that told him he could get away with it. The same ego that told him he could lie about
and
it.
And he lied badly.
Yeah.
He's like, we're looking into whether or not that
mine.
Was me or not.
Yeah.
It might be hacked.
I think
that is
all
my
learned.
Hand, but it may not be my garage.
It's somebody else's, Johnson.
It is my hand.
I'm a big fan of his, and that didn't pass the smell test. How would you not know if you took a picture of your own? I think you'd remember that, you know. And I think the one thing we've all learned, you can't lie to Rachel Maddow. She's too nice. She just kind of, she does that little squint. Really?
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Remember how they always used to say, like, George Bush in the lens of history will look much better than he did in the, like, objects in the mirror will be much better.
No.
History will judge him as probably the best president ever.
Still a kaleidoscope of shame.
Yeah. Rick Perry, his predecessor, or not, I mean his, not his predecessor, the next governor of Texas. On his unpopularity in Texas, he said a prophet is generally not loved in their hometown.
Oh, yeah, prophet, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Governor Goodhair is considering throwing his hat in the presidential ring.
He doesn't wear a hat, it would mess up his hair.
Fox's Neil Cavuto actually asked him about his unpopularity in his home state, and he said a prophet is generally not loved in their hometown. That's both biblical and practical.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's a prophet. Perry has faced persistently low approval ratings as he's pushed through a radical right-wing agenda that has left Texas with a record budget deficit, the third highest poverty rate in the country, and the highest percentage of uninsured residents in the country.
And he's got a messiah complex.
Yeah. And he has a history of asking tough questions by invoking religion. But this is the state, Carlos, of the Republican Party. This guy is the latest bold, fresh, courageous. He might be the great new hope of the Republican Party.
He looks like the guy from Diane Lane's husband. He looks like the missing...
Josh Brolin? No.
He looks like a Brolin.
Yes. He looks Brolin-esque. He does.
He's very Brolin-esque.
Yeah.
He's creepy looking.
Yeah. All right.
He played W already. He could play Rick Perry.
Yeah, exactly.
A prophet is not often liked in his own household. No, that's just you. You're annoying.
No, but it's the same, the storyline is Chris Christie, the governor's stores from New Jersey. They keep saying, he's so popular, and he's not popular in his own state. Obama would beat him by like 20 points in New Jersey.
I know, Piers Morgan had him on. They're just like, they're selling the guy so bad. They're already trying to tell him to lose weight for 2016.
Yeah, was that the interview, like, he's
with
in a
family?
Room? And I was like, I don't think he fitted it down. Seriously, it was like he had like a surround camera or something. Did you see that?
A very sweet family, and it's just that, he did. He's in the round. If he came to L.A., that we'd have to see him at the Cinerama Dome.
Okay. 46 minutes after the hour. Theater in the round.
70 millimeter.
It's governorship in the round. 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 51 minutes after the hour.
I got filler.
Carlos Alzaraki is here live in studio with us. Pardon me?
I got filler and things to plug.
Okay, great. Go ahead. Plug-a-roo.
Hey, starring Jim Ward, Randy the Vegetarian Zombie was accepted into the Los Angeles Short Film Festival. The LA Shorts Film Festival.
Awesome.
July 21st
to
29th.
Shorts.
Tara Strong. Ben Begley, James Ward, myself, Carlos Alzaraki, Alex Padrilla, and several others.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Check out Randy the Vegetarian Zombie on YouTube. Also, Off the Curb, which is my cartoon, we're going to show a little clip this weekend or next week on Mondo Media YouTube channel. So check out Off the Curb. And still on Funny or Die, 3 Minutes in Hell, starring Dante, Jimmy, and my pal Daryl. right there on the front page. Just scroll down almost to hell and you'll find it. Watch it, enjoy it. And I will be at the Improv this Sunday night, Improv Annex, with the Johnny Cardinale Show.
Where? Here in L.A.?
Here in L.A., 7:30
right.
p.m.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Carlos Alzaraki from Reno 911, Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Buckle and Clam Fast Boat.
I just and Fairly Odd Parents.
All right.
Yes, that's right. Hey! Hey!
So the Newt Gingrich campaign, they're calling it mutiny, the fact that his entire staff...
That's good.
Where are you guys going?
He tried to explain that it is no big deal. He commented the departure of his entire staff.
Well, I can get some other merc.
Well, they started to take a picture of my entire staff.
That's right.
He said they had a fundamental difference about strategy. Theirs was to win. You see, and his was to cause his campaign to implode. And so they had a fundamental, frankly, fundamental difference of
the American people American. Know that.
All right, the headline is, Boehner claims Obama is violating War Powers Act 2 weeks after saying Obama has complied with the War Powers Act, which I don't really, the president's carny.
It will also include within it a legal analysis that explains and our position that the president has acted in a way that, in a manner that is consistent with the War Powers Resolution.
By the way, a lot of people say that his letter is clearly grandstanding because he just said that it was not violating the War Powers Act. In fact, John McCain said, which is my question, he said, I would say to my Republican friends, if this were a Republican president, would you be trying to impose these same conditions? Thank you. We let George Bush rush into war in Iraq based, you know what I mean, based on what?
Just, well, we got these artist renderings of these bomb trucks. We don't have actual photos, but as you can see,
it looks pretty
Mr.
evil.
Powell is holding up a nice drawing of a truck with weapons on it.
And it's got a vial of something.
We know where they are. They're somewhere east, west, north, south, southwest.
The president's carny again.
Southwest. I'm disappointed with the president's strategy because I don't think it's leaning forward enough. I think once you took American air power off the table, then you prolonged the war.
Is that Jack? What's his
excuse
name?
Me, but okay. Representative Walter Jones said this.
Where and when does the Constitution say to a president, you may bypass Congress and send millions of dollars of bombs and equipment over to invade a country that's not a threat to you?
When it's a Republican president. And that's when
exactly.
You do it.
That no Republican said that over Iraq.
I thought that was a clip from Mississippi Burning. Holy cow.
When does it say that colored folks...
I understand having...
People live in a sewer, Mr. Ward.
I understand people having questions about Libya, but it clearly is not the same as Iraq. We are not bombing and invading a country. You know,
we're bombing it.
Well, what I'm saying is it's obviously not nearly on the scale that Iraq is. It's
there are no American boots on the ground. There are American feet in Chinese boots. So technically.
Okay. By the way, I need to do Representative Gabrielle Giffords before we go. By the way, our Tucson show July 9th, we're going to do this charity we give to have something in honor of Gabrielle Giffords. She will be released from the Houston, or she was, wasn't she? What's today? Yesterday, I believe. She's going to live with her husband in Houston near the Space Center where he works. Her husband's, and anyone who knows Gabby knows she loves being outside. Living and working in a rehab facility for 5 months straight has been especially challenging for her. So let's give her some good thoughts and prayers.
There you go, Gabby. Yay.
All right. Tom in Lockport, Mama's hometown. Hi, Tom.
How are you today?
Good. Go ahead.
I would just love to get a thong and a dog collar. I'll even go so far as registering as a conservative.
So you can get a free ticket to the Sexy Liberal Show if I parade you on stage?
I'll pay.
Will you get neutered or spayed and get
all right.
a chip?
Yeah, can I microchip you? Jeremy in Houston on the Anthony Weiner resigning today. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being had.
I'm going to beat this Weiner thing to death. no pun intended.
Oh, dear. All right.
I cannot understand for the life of me why Nancy Pelosi and Debbie Wasserman Schultz didn't just put the Republicans on defense and say, look, we'll ask Winter to resign when you ask
exactly.
Yeah.
to resign.
That's what they should have done.
Because we play fair. That's why we're always at a disadvantage. Let's go to Wayne in Connecticut. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Steph.
Hey.
I think Anthony Weiner should resign and simply just register as an independent, run in the runoff election, and get reelected and keep fighting his fight.
Yeah, well, you know, he probably could in New York. He has 60% didn't think he should resign.
Yeah.
Right, he wouldn't have the same power. But Derek in Boise, Idaho owns a hotel. Hello, Derek.
Hello there. I manage a hotel in Boise, Idaho.
Same.
And I would like to be the official liberal hotel manager.
Wow.
Thank you.
A liberal in Boise?
Yikes.
Yes, I moved here to the Seventh Circle of Hell for economic reasons to get a job 2 years ago. But we have televisions in our lobby, and I only allow MSNBC to be
That's got to irritate the bejesus out of your right-wing guests, which is just another benefit.
Right-wing employees.
May I recommend rerun episodes of
How many televisions have someone shot out there? I'm just curious.
Well, we We have three televisions in our lobby. It's always on MSNBC.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a good boy. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, they probably appreciate that on weekends during the doc blocks.
Yeah, right.
Right.
All right. Carlos Ellis Rocky, the website is
CarlosEllisRocky.com or Facebook or tweet me at Carlos Ellis Rocky Twitter.
All right. StephanieMiller.com is our website. SexyLiberal.com to find out the how to get tickets to upcoming Sexy Liberal shows. Tomorrow, speaking of Sexy Liberals, Fridays with John Fugelsang. We will see you then. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Taylor. See you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.